everybody, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call. It's 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show President and CEO of the Philly Pops, Frank Giordano. Frank, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So when I look at you brought us this fine pamphlet, is that fair to call it that?
Brochure, yes.
And it's quite colorful, of the Philly Pops schedule, which I assume is for the current year.
This is our schedule that we perform at the Kimmel Center. Mm-hmm. And you can see the shows that we have. It's our most ambitious season. But even on top of this, we also have another venue for the first time that we are performing, and that is at the Met on North Broad Street. And I'll talk about those shows also.
Wow, let me ask you about that, because the Met is back, so to speak, meaning the building itself has existed.
It's back, and Live Nation is putting on the shows, and they've spent tens of millions of dollars have been spent. It's a fabulous location with tremendous sound.
And is the sound the attraction for the Philly Pops wanting to give it a whirl in there as well?
The sound is the attraction, and it has 3,300 seats. The Kimmel Center has 2,300.
Whoa. So that's an extra 1,000 people you can entertain on a given night.
And we can bring in, you know, more guest artists because we have more revenue to pay. And it's also will bring us a new audience also.
So tell me, who are maybe some of your first people you will have at the Met?
Well, in August, a month ago, August 4th, we had Sarah McLachlan we performed for. We are the official orchestra of the Met on North Broad Street. So sometimes they'll bring a guest artist in and they'll ask us, they'll contract with us to play. So it was the Philly Pops and Sarah McLachlan in August. But we also have a partnership with Disney and Live Nation and the Met. So at the Met this coming fall and into the spring, we'll be doing two Halloween shows, Disney shows, the Nightmare Before Christmas. And that is two shows, and that is October 24th and 25th. The Philly Pops will be doing that show. Then at Thanksgiving on November 30th, we'll be doing A Night at the Opera House, The Music of Queen. Because, you know, the Met was the Philadelphia Opera House originally built. Then what's really unusual for us this year, we normally do all of our Christmas shows at the Kimmel Center. We do 11 Christmas shows. One of our shows we dedicate to the military and first responders, and we give all 2,000 tickets away to police, firemen, and military. And we'll still do that at the Kimmel Center. However, though, we are going to debut our Christmas season with our first two shows will be at the Met. And that is November 29th and December 1st. So our conductor, David Charles Abell, is doing all of our Christmas shows. Mandy Gonzalez, our guest artist, our female vocalist, who will be doing all of our Christmas shows, who happens to also be one of the female leads in Hamilton on Broadway. She's able to take off from Broadway to do our shows. But because of the 1,000 extra seats at the Met, because of our relationship with Live Nation, we're able to do a little bit different show, a little expanded show. And we will have a show featuring Titus Burgess along with Mandy Gonzalez. And that will be on November 29th and December 1st. So our first two shows, our Christmas shows of the season, will be debuted at the Met. And it's also our first time doing our Christmas shows at the Met. And Tygus Burgess appeared on Broadway, and the Little Mermaid. He did the Little Mermaid and other shows. So he's a well-known person. And because of our relationship, we're able to do this.
Frank, help me out a little bit. So if I look at a sports roster, for instance, a football roster is a 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
And you have backups at two different positions.
Right.
The Philly Pops, because these are a lot of dates you just rattled off.
Right.
How big is the roster of the Philly Pops?
The Philly Pops is a 65-piece orchestra. And we have seven series at the Kimmel Center, plus our nine Christmas shows.
Okay.
That's at the Kimmel Center, and the seven are our subscription series. Mm-hmm. So you buy a subscription, you can buy to all seven,
right.
And you can also buy individual tickets. And there, we begin the season in September, and Pops goes to Hollywood, and we'll play the music from Raiders to Gotham, so action series songs. Then, in November, our series continues with, and our series is always three shows, Friday night, Saturday matinee, Sunday matinee. Except when I'm now going to tell you. This, your audience will be the first to hear this because we just talked about it this morning. We're doing Abbey Road. It's our Pops Rocks in November, November 8th to the 10th. And that is to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the Abbey Road album. Mm-hmm. Our ticket sales are so strong, we're turning people away. That show's already sold out. We are probably going to do a fourth show on Saturday night, November 9th. We haven't announced it to the public yet, but it looks like we're going to put that show together. So then we move into January with our subscription series, and we do a Broadway show, and it's called Hamlish with Love. Now, I forgot to mention, we have a new conductor this year. Our new conductor, our principal conductor, our music director is Todd Ellison. He's a Broadway conductor. He's done 17 shows on Broadway. He has shows appearing in Tokyo and in London. And he was a protege of Marvin Hamlish. Because Marvin, years ago, was going to become the conductor of the Pops when I first took it over. But unfortunately, he passed away. And he suggested at some point in time that we bring on Todd Ellison. And the schedule's finally worked out. Now he is our music director. So Hamlish, Broadway, is a special love of the Philly Pops and Todd Ellison. Then in February, we move into Aretha, the music of Aretha Franklin. We're calling it Aretha Respect. That's February 14th, 15th, and 16th. And our vocalist is Kapethia Jenkins, our female, and Ryan Shaw is our vocalist. Then in March, we come back to Pops Rocks, and we do the music of Phil Collins. And there we have our favorite Rocks conductor, Stuart Chavitz. And there we have a vocalist, Aaron Finley, and special percussionist, Brian Cushmaw. Then we come into a very special show. They're all special, but this is in April, April 17th and the 19th. David Charles Abell, who is doing our Christmas shows, he lives in London, even though he was born here in Philadelphia. He's a Philadelphia boy. He's coming back to do a very special show on Soundheim, and it's the 90th birthday celebration of Soundheim. Mm. And that is going to be, again, at the Kimmel Center, and we'll have Liz Calloway and some other vocalists, and it looks like at this point in time that Soundheim will show up. So at 90, we will celebrate him. And then we come to our biggest show ever, every...
Close it out with a bang.
Whenever we do this, whenever we do it, the Sinatra show. Kind of do it every other year. And so our two biggest sellout shows are generally the Beatles and Sinatra.
For good reason.
And to do these in the same year, at this very ambitious year, is great. So that will be May 1st to the 3rd. Todd Ellison will be back, the conductor. And we have Michael Andrew, the vocalist. And the audience loves him. He's not a Sinatra sound-alike or look-alike, but nobody sings it better.
Sit tight, Frank. We take a commercial break, but when we come back, I have a few questions about you and just the popularity in general of the Philly Pops. I remind you all, you're listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle the nation's best this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Purchase Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, a parking pass, pre-game sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone, and tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today. The Civil War and Reconstruction, now at the National Constitution Center. Its first exhibit in America, now exploring how constitutional clashes over slavery set the stage for the Civil War, and how the nation transformed the Constitution to more fully embrace the Declaration of Independence's promise of liberty and equality. Visit now to see artifacts and rare documents bring to life the stories of figures central to the conflict over slavery, including Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Harriet Tubman. Visit this summer to see this amazing new exhibit, as well as the extended run of the Hamilton exhibit. Tickets available at constitutioncenter.org. That's constitutioncenter.org.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. 1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles here on WWDB. I'm talking to Frank Giordano, president and CEO of the Philly Pops. You mentioned when you came on board. How long ago was that, Frank?
I took over the Philly Pops in the spring of 2011.
In the spring of 2011. And also, I want to go back to the Abbey Road Pop Rocks, which is in November, and you might add an evening Saturday night because of the popularity.
Yes.
In general, because you mentioned the seven series.
Correct.
That people buy, that's like a season ticket. What is your ratio of people who are the season ticket holder versus to a walk-up crowd on a given night?
54% of our shows are all sold out before we sell one single ticket. Subscribers account for 54%. Totally different than any other performing arts whose subscriptions are going in a downward spiral and ours keep going up.
All right, so is that because of, like, I've seen where people say the best is the Philly Pops, like nationwide. Some would say around the world you find it hard to find anybody who would outdo them. Is it that plus the venue? Is it that plus your marketing?
Well,
is it the people?
The Philly Pops is the largest standalone Pops orchestra in the United States. Some other Pops orchestras are part of a Philharmonic orchestra, and they take off the black jackets and put on the white jackets, and they call themselves a Pops orchestra. Nobody swings like the Philly Pops do. Our guest starters say they're the best. When our conductors go and they guest conduct at some other place, they come back and they say how fortunate we are with the Philly Pops. Also, the Kimmel Singer. The Kimmel Singer is one of the preeminent venues in the United States. We perform in Verizon Hall. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a new venue now to perform in another venue, which is phenomenal and coming into its own, is the Met on North Broad Street. But it's also what really has turned the Philly Pops around is the programming. It's the programming that we do. You know, we're playing the soundtrack of people's lives today, not their grandparents' lives.
Right.
So we love the American Songbook, and you can see we're doing things here from the American Songbook, but we're doing the Beatles, we're doing Aretha Franklin, Phil Collins. And you get the Sondheim, you get the American Songbook, you get Sinatra. So we're doing something for everyone. But what I really find fascinating, because my hair is gray, and I sit in the audience, and when we're doing the Beatles or we're doing Eagles or something, people are up clapping and dancing, and I look at them and I say, they're my age. And my wife says, that's right, we listened to that music 50 years ago. She says, we didn't listen to it 100 years ago.
Right.
So that, I think, is what makes us successful. And the marketing. Our graphics, as you can see, this is all done in-house.
I see where the season goes, basically September through May.
Right.
And the Christmas show is obviously shows thrown in there also. Do the Philly Pops perform anywhere special in summer months? Do you leave that open they can make some appearances elsewhere?
Well, I'll tell you what we do in the summer months.
Give them a break?
No. Before I took over to Philly Pops, they would just do five series. We've now elevated it to seven. But we've created what we call the Salute Series of the Philly Pops. The Salute Series is when we give our tickets away to the military and first responders. I developed that 5 years ago for our first Christmas show. Karen Corbin, our vice president, chief operating officer, and the staff have expanded that now to almost seven shows. So we perform in front of Independence Hall on July 3rd. We've been doing that. That's the whole 65-piece orchestra. We perform the next morning, the Philly Pops Big Band. It's smaller because we have to fit on the stage with the mayor on July 4th. We perform and we kick off the parade. Then in the evening on the parkway, the Philly Pops perform. And we had a great show last year. And then we perform throughout the year. But one of the things that was new a couple of years ago is our performance on Memorial Day. I came up with the idea that we should give back to Philly because, quote, not everybody goes to the shore, unquote. And so on Saturday, Memorial weekend, the Philly Pops puts on a free show at the Man in Fairmount Park. And we give 8,000, 10,000, 11,000 tickets, whoever wants to come. You know, there's over 4,000 seats undercover, and then you have the lawn. And we put on a show there, one, to kick off the summer, two, to give back to the city of Philadelphia. So at that show, we give away a couple hundred, no, more than that. We give away probably close to 2,000 of the tickets. To the military, first responders, being the police and firemen. The police are always getting 500 or 600 tickets for us. They are so organized, it's unbelievable how great they are. And then we give the tickets away to everybody else. And we put on a great show, a patriotic show, Saturday, Memorial Weekend. So at our concerts where people buy tickets, probably 60,000 see us during the course of the year on our shows. This year a little more because of what we're doing at the Met.
Yep.
But then a couple hundred thousand people see us
at
our free concerts, yep, because of the Parkway. And this past year, our partner also, Comcast, has broadcasting us.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Frank, sit tight. Taking another commercial break, but we'll be back in a moment to finish our conversation with Frank Giordano, President and CEO of the Philly Pops, and you are listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator, Dr. Morton Amsterdam, asserted, quote, there may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Frank Giordano of the Philly Pops has been our guest, president and CEO. Frank, tell people where they can go and see what exactly you are offering this upcoming season.
Yeah, I know I mentioned a lot of shows, a lot of names. But if you go to phillypops.org, it's all there. You get to see it. You can order your tickets online. You can do anything you'd like there.
It's very at your active. Fingertips. Yes.
It's at your fingertips, phillypops.org. One other thing I'd like to mention that's new this year to us is the Jazz Orchestra of Philadelphia is now the Philadelphia Pops Jazz Orchestra. And Terrell Stafford is the conductor of that, the director.
Mm-hmm.
He's chairman of jazz music at Temple. And we'll be doing some exciting things. We're going to be doing the Harlem Nutcracker at the holiday celebration.
Nice.
And the Philadelphia Pops Jazz Orchestra will be performing. And that information will be on our website. Again, phillypops.org.
Frank, thanks so much for stopping by. It is a fabulous season upcoming, and I know a lot of people will really, really enjoy it, and we thank you for stopping by. I remind you that you've been listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB. Our show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. I am D. Lynam. Until next time, have a great day.